back for another year. 2018 is going to be a huge one, and we've already started with some controversy around the Ninth Immortal and etc. But I wanted to play a little piece of audio for Peter Peters before we get started. It was comments made by Laurie Daly during the course of the week, and it was around what's happening at Penrith. And I know Zorb has got some connections over there at Penrith as well. So this is really interesting. It followed up a story from Christian Nicoluzzi on the Daily Telegraph on Friday. This is what Laurie Daly had to say.
I think it undermines the power of the coach. The coach is in control. Gus is the general manager. Yes, he's been a great coach in his own right, but he hasn't coached for a long time. And, you know, I think what we need to know is who's coaching the team. Is Gus a co-coach? Is he there as a coaching director? Is he general manager? Because at the moment, it seems like Penrith is not a happy place.
Zorba, can you answer any of those questions that Laurie posed? And what's your take on what's happening out at Penrith? And welcome back for 2018.
Yeah, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Hi, Jimmy. Hi, Ray. For a start, I thought it was a very strong comment from Laurie Daly. And he's got to decide now that he's in the full-screen media whether he wants to continue as Mr. Nice Guy, or does he want to give his views? And I think the latter applies, and full marks to him. And I think he's going to be a great sidekick for TK on the Big Sports Breakfast, judging on that. But look, something's got to give there. Gould picked, hand-picked Anthony Griffin, I thought, out of left field. I thought that Griffin did a fair job with the Brisbane Broncos, but never brought them the success that they crave and need. And I think he's struggling at the foot of the mountains. There are problems there. You don't lose two local juniors like Cartwright and Moylan on top of the players that they've lost before. Have a look at their local juniors. And sure, they're the biggest junior league area in the world, more players than anyone else. But they've also got to keep them too, and they're not doing that. And there's a problem there. Gus is in charge. He promised 5 years to deliver. They haven't delivered. Griffin's not the man. I think he's dead man walking at Penrith.
Yeah, Pete, good morning. Great to have you back. I know Jimmy wants to know your top eight in predictions for the season shortly, but just on Penrith then, I still think they can make the finals. Just how far they go, I think, hinges on Cleary and Maloney, but what do you make of the Panthers' chances in 2018?
I think they'll be, if they make the eight, they'll be seven or eight. I don't think they're capable of going higher. They just don't really, when you look at what they've done, they're, you know, Nathan Cleary is what they're building their side on, and he's a terrific young player, but we've got to remember he's still only 20. They've bought James Maloney, who's a journeyman at the end of the road, and he's a terrific competitor, and he always does well for sides that he plays with, but he's the only major buy. They've lost Cartwright, Matt Moylan, and Mitch Rain. So Cartwright and Moylan will be badly missed, and Moylan was a star there, and I know you're a Panthers man, Ray, and you would have thought that he would have been there for life.
Hoping he would be, yeah. It was a bitter pill for Panthers
fans to swallow.
I think they'll struggle
to get outside of that bottom half of the eight. I've got them in the eight, but I'm looking at my eight now, and I've got a massive question mark beside them.
All right, well, why don't you give us your eight now? We gave ours at the start of the show. What about your eight for this year's Orb?
Well, seeing I got eight out of eight last year, I'll go again.
Oh, hang on.
You check it.
All right.
I wouldn't doubt the great
All
man.
All right.
Fire away, Zorb.
Storm, Cowboys, Roosters, Eels.
That's my top four.
And I thought about the Eels a fair bit. And how do you replace the best winger in the world, just about?
That's right.
23 tries last year. Well, they seemingly have done that, and they're not going to miss him all that much. Although I reckon he contributed Brad Rooker to about four or five wins last year.
Yes.
So they will miss him. I think the Sharks will make it by virtue of a very good roster. The Broncos, because they get all the favours, they play Friday night and don't play in the heat and don't have to do what other clubs do, and they get the rails run. And the Seagulls are going to be a better side than last year, even though Blake Green's gone. They're looking very impressive. Five tries each with the Roosters last weekend in a trial. And I really, really like the way they went. The Roosters, for mine, I don't think they've got the forwards to win the comp. I think they're false favourites.
So who are your premiers?
Cowboys.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We're all on the Cowboys page there. That. Just before we get to your Dally M and Wooden Spoon, etc., I'm fascinated to hear during the week that Todd Greenberg announced the ninth immortal would be named by the National Rugby League during 2018. I've already contacted the NRL. I've asked for the criteria and the judges. Yet to hear back from them on that one. I loved your idea last year, Jonathan Thurston being immortal. Do you think there's a chance that JT could be named halfway through the year?
I don't think so, because the NRL aren't that progressive. Mm. I think it would be great. I think he would be the equal of anybody that they put up. I know Norm Provan's been put up, and I played against Norm, and I watched him play, and he was a wonderful, wonderful player. But I still have my question marks on where he would fit with the likes of Thurston today, even though they play in different positions. And look, the NRL paid for the rights to have the immortal. They'll make the rules. Doesn't mean we have to agree with them.
Why don't they go out on a limb, Zorb? And if Norm Provan is due, yes, great. But we both agreed last year when you said it, it'd be fantastic for JT in the game if he was immortalised in his final season. Go two players this year.
Well, it's only going to be a matter of time before he goes in.
Correct.
Why not put him in while he's playing? Correct. And that would be the ultimate tick for him as a player. But we know it's not going to happen. But I still think it'd be a great idea. Look, just on him, what a year that he's got ahead of him. And, you know, his final year, and the fans should get there and just watch him play, because it'll be a while before we see his ilk again in the game. And the same goes for Cameron Smith. Enjoy him while he's still playing the game at the level he's playing.
And Robbie Slater.
Looking at Cooper Cronk last weekend, he looked a bit different in Roosters gear. It's going to take some getting used to. Don't believe all the stories about what he did in the game. He just went around and was really having a look at it. But I know when he got replaced for a while, he was on the sideline barking orders. He can't help himself. He's a coach in waiting. He just loves the game.
Mm, absolutely. I want to ask you about one recruit and a potential recruit. Any chance Todd Carney be at the Seagulls in 2018?
I don't think so. I know he wants to come.
Yep.
But if he was going to come, I think he would have come by now. I don't think he will be.
Is the coach keen to get him?
I think he was for a while. I'm not so sure now.
Okay. Moses?
I think he has another half 5'8" in mind.
Is it Lachlan Croker?
He went very well last weekend, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's a player overseas that he's looking at.
Okay. Mm. Now everyone's scratching their head. Moses Suli has come to the club for a third chance in the space of a month.
Yeah.
We had a backstory there from Paul Crawley, which helped us understand what's been going on in the young man's life. Why do you think Manly can be the atmosphere and the club that can realise his full potential?
Well, I don't know too much about this other than the fact that our recruitment manager, Scott Fulton, tried to get him last year. He wanted to come to Manly 12 months ago before he signed with before he left the Tigers to go to the Bulldogs. And because he's very close to a lot of Westfield High boys that are in Manly's under-20s.
Yep.
And he watched them win the under-20s grand final. He wanted to come then, but they couldn't fit him in the salary cap. He's a lot cheaper now. He would carpool it, know all the boys that he's with and the coach that he's going to, and maybe get a chance to lose 20 kilos and get back into the game. When you think of what he's done at the age that he's done it,
he
must have some talent. I don't know too much about him. All I do know is that he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, he's a good family kid, and he just needs to get on the bike and do some hard work.
Let's hope he can. Hey, Zorb, I did want to ask you about Steve Folkes. Obviously, everyone's very excited about the season about to start, but very sad news late last week about the passing of really one of the sport's favourite sons.
Unbelievable. I nearly fell over. It's been a very sad off-season in terms of, you know, we've lost greats like Langlands, and we know Johnny Raper's not well. I was about to go into hospital for a knee replacement, and I got a phone call from one of the first players I met when I came to Sydney to play at Parramatta, and that was Johnny McMartin, the hooker. Yeah. He actually rang me to say goodbye, that he had cancer and he had a couple of weeks to live. He just wanted to recall a few things and say goodbye. It knocked me over. I can't believe that we're losing so many of our former players to things like cancer and to dementia. And but honestly, folks, that was totally out of left field because he was one of the fittest blokes when he played during his coaching career and even in his virtual retirement. Yep. But they tell me he used to flog himself every time he got on the bike, every time he got on the treadmill, every time he got on the asphalt on the road. And that's so sad. And it'll be a magical farewell for him at Belmore.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great bloke and very quietly spoken, tough as teak, played for his country, played for his state.
Wonderful career.
You know, four premierships. There's not much you can say about Steve, folks. That wasn't good, and he'll be remembered for a long time at the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I interviewed him at a function last November, and you just think, wow, you know, fit as a fiddle.
He wasn't a big man, was he? He played above his weight.
Well above his weight.
82 kilos.
Yeah. Boys, I just want to mention, I'm a bit appalled by this Matt Lodge entry back into rugby league when. You know, on the CTC CCTV footage this week of that rampage that he went on in New York City was absolutely appalling. You know, a family feared for their life. $1.6 million US civil court settlement, which it doesn't look as though he's got any intentions of paying. And he's been allowed into the game where Todd Carney's not.
Yeah.
And while Carney, his offence was dumb, offensive, stupid. It was nothing compared to Lodge, where he just terrorised the family. The NRL standards differ dramatically for some clubs, and some clubs are favoured and some aren't. I think it's got a real, you know, a lot of people would not agree with him being allowed back into the game. Although, you know, we'd like to give people a second chance, but you know, he doesn't seem to appear to have shown any remorse in this.
I'm a great believer in the rehabilitation of the players and the athletes and getting them back, but I feel that there should have been something put in place to help start repaying that civil action, that $1.6 million that he owes to those people that...
Just something out of his contract.
Yeah.
You know, something.
Absolutely.
And something going forward. Mm. I mean, it is a court ruling.
That's right. That's right. Whether it's a civil case or not, it is a court ruling. Quickly, Dally M winner.
Dally M winner, dead heat between Tommy Turbo and Jimmy Tedesco.
Okay.
Okay, well, I've got Tommy Turbo as my man. $26 chance too, by the way, at tab.com.au. James Tedesco, $17.
What's my man Nathan Cleary? Where's he?
Nathan Cleary doesn't appear there. We'll find him. We'll find him.
You're in love with Nathan Cleary.
He's the hope of the side, basically. A wooden spooners, Zorb?
Wooden spooners, Titans.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you on that too. Okay, I've got three names. Albert Kelly, Matt Parcell, Ben Barber.
Not Parcell.
All right, Albert Kelly. Albert Kelly in the maroon and white. We'll wait and see. Good on you, Zorb. We'll look forward to chatting throughout the year.
Good on you, mate.